Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to my icy chamber of horrors, and to a chilling little tale in more ways than one. The story begins with ice and snow sweeping the country, bringing traffic to a halt. Three men seek shelter in a roadside hut, but what happens to them is enough to freeze their marrow. Join them then in the hut, and listen for the sound of the horn.
My God, I thought I was dead for sure.
The door!
Shut the door!
Sorry. I'd swear there was something right out there behind me.
Someone else out in this blizzard?
No, not someone else. You imagine things.
Come over where the heat is. You look ready to drop.
He's let all the warm air out.
And how else would he get in through the keyhole?
Oh, I really thought I'd had it. I don't know how I managed to keep going.
Where'd you leave your car?
About a mile back, down the motorway. Oh. The last people I saw there were these two coppers who gave me a push on the slip road because I couldn't get going on the ice. Ah. Then I looked in the mirror and saw they were putting the barriers across behind me.
They've closed the road completely.
Nothing can move out there. I was down to crawling along at about 2 miles an hour in first gear when my hoses blew and the engine ceased. I thought I might make it as far as the services on the top. I think I got about halfway and then I saw the lights of this place. Is it yours?
No, we're both stranded, same as you.
What is it, then?
It's only a maintenance hut. Somewhere for the road gangs to brew up and keep their lockers.
Oh, hey, don't knock it. On a night like tonight, it's a lifesaver. Is the phone working?
I keep trying, but it's dead.
Oh, pity.
Oh, look on the bright side. We've got an electric fire, we've got a gas ring, we've got four water rounders and a roof over our heads. Look, the lad's even left us some dirty books. We can just sit tight until the snow plow comes through. Or until it all blows over and... Uh-oh.
Oh, great. Now we've got no lights and no heater.
Now the winds must have brought the power lines down.
Anything we can fix?
You're kidding.
Well, what do we do then? Burn the furniture?
And then we'd have nowhere to sit.
Look.
There are candles, and we've got the gas ring. We can even have a brew.
The kettle's electric, and the water pipes are probably frozen.
I could really go off you. Do you know that? I'll get some candles lit.
That one's really been getting up my nose.
It seems all right.
Look, I'm the one who found this place and got the lights on. You'd think it would be worth some recognition. The name's David.
Nathan.
His name's Mick. Says he's a van driver.
Why shouldn't he be?
Well, look at him. 18 stone and shaves once a month. You know what he puts me in mind of? Those blokes you see selling hamburgers outside football grounds. Stuff that always looks like it's as if it's been poached in bodily fluids.
Enjoying yourselves.
That's what he's about, though, though, doesn't he?
Thinks he does.
Do you work on the motorway, then?
Me? No. I'm in sales.
A salesman?
No. I'm in sales.
That wasn't your car up past with all the chocky boxes in the back, was it?
No, it wasn't.
I tell you something. I went out to take a look around about half an hour ago, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And I was sorry. I thought it might be clearing, but it was like walking into razor blades. There's absolutely nothing in any direction. There's the road and the moor and a blizzard and that's it. White hell. All the way up to the top.
Oh, spare us.
You get out there and you hear the wind in the wires. After a bit, it starts sounding like voices. Listen for long enough, and you'll hear it calling your name.
I'll wind up when I hear one.
No, dead straight this. You know what I reckon?
What?
It's all the dead people they've ever scraped up off the road. They're out there, and they're cold, and they're lonely.
Oh, for God's sake! I'm going to try the phone again.
What was all that about?
It's a sensitive voice, that, Desmond. Just come and see this wall over here. All these old newspaper clippings, it's like a scrapbook. You see anything unusual?
That girl's definitely deformed.
No, I don't mean the pastry stuff. Look at the pictures.
Oh, yes.
It's nearly all pile-ups and smashes. Pile-ups, smashes.
And all on this stretch of motorway?
Desmond over there was reading them when I got here.
It's David!
Of course it is. You see, the lads who work out of here, They're the ones who get called on when something happens. Somebody gets spread all over the fast lane. They're the ones who have to turn out with the bags and shovels, scrape it all up.
Oh, charming. Sounds too gruesome to imagine.
Only to you and me. Over used to it.
A bit morbid, keeping all this stuff, though.
Just honest pride and a job well done. Some of these are great. They're not all smashes. Look at this one. Some poor girl's body buried in a concrete bridge. 3 weeks. Still drilling for it. This one's my favourite. The disaster with the old folks outing. And the pet food truck full of offal.
I'm getting nothing here.
Still dead?
Well, it's not exactly dead. It's more like an open line with nothing on the other end.
It'll be like a field telephone. If nobody's plugged in the other end, then there's nobody to hear. You were last in, Nathan. Was the weather showing any signs of lifting?
Oh, no. I wouldn't care if this was Dracula's tomb. I'd still rather be in here than out there.
Oh, that settles it, then.
Settles what?
Forget the phone, Des.
It's
Dave. We might as well scrounge up a brew. Because we're obviously going to be here for some time.
You just eat deliberately, you know.
Melted snow, powdered milk, catering tea bags. All in a mug like a baby's potty.
You don't want yours.
Get off, it's one.
There's a name on my mug. It says, hands off, I'm Harry's.
There's a name on everybody's. It's just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Funny profession these blokes have, though.
You want to see it from their point of view. It'll be like working in a morgue. You'll get bad dreams for the first few weeks, and then after that it's just another job.
Well, what do you know?
I've got a brother-in-law who's a nurse. He's just about seen it all. I mean, the likes of you and me. We don't know half of what it's about.
Well, I don't know. You sound like you've been around a bit.
Me? Nah, same thing day in, day out. I've been driving this route ever since they opened it up. And before that, I used to go over the Snake Pass when it was the only way across. I've seen it bad, but I've never known it like this. It looks like the end of the world out there.
Got a knacker looking on the bright side, hasn't he?
You wouldn't have seen that big dory about half a mile further up. That's why I had to stop the van.
Was it blocking the road?
Yeah, from one side to the other. Completely jackknifed on the ice. Those things are like dinosaurs. They'll go through anything. But it couldn't get through this. Couldn't get the van past. That's why I had to get out and walk back. I'd seen the lights of this place. I had something to aim for.
Ever drive in Sweden?
And not unless you have to pass through it to get to Arklipo.
Over there, it's like this for half the year, but they're organised. That's what makes the difference.
Well, if I was heading home for a romp in the sauna with a couple of Swedish girls, I wouldn't take kindly to being held up either. How about you, Desmond?
David! David!
All right, I'm sorry.
Well, flaming get it right, then.
Touchy. Touchy. Anywhere special you have to be, Dave?
I just want to get home.
Nothing to argue with there.
What's the matter with the gas ring?
Oh, no. Oh,
it sounds like the gas bottle's running out.
Oh, but if...
Don't panic. I saw another one under here.
What's the matter?
There's one more cylinder and... It's empty.
Now, do we burn the furniture?
Metal lockers. Tubular steel chairs. One formica table. I think we're on a loser there, Nathan.
I'm getting colder already.
He's right. The walls are paper thin and the place is full of drafts. It'll be soon like an icebox in here. We can't last long without heat.
Suggestions?
We could, going to have to go out and find somewhere else, aren't we?
Well, the way I see it, there's only one way to go.
The services?
No, no, I don't think we make it. It's more than 2 miles, and it might as well be 20. I reckon we can do maybe a quarter of that at the most.
Which gets us nowhere.
It gets us as far as that big Arctic I told you about that's blocking the carriageway. If we can get into that and start its engine running, we can sit tight in the cab with the heater on.
Until the diesel runs out.
These things never run out. Tanks like swimming pools. Now, we can either wait for the snowplow to find us, or else strike out again as the weather improves. Well, what do you think?
Well, it'll have a radio. CB radio. Don't most of these big trucks carry them? Well, we can tell someone where we are.
Well, that we can, Dave. Are you game?
Oh, let's go!
Well, wait on a minute. There's no point in all of us scrambling out together. Now, what I reckon is one of us goes ahead and does the necessary. And then he sounds the horn as a signal for the others to follow.
You mean break into the cabin, then start up the engine with no key?
Right.
I wouldn't know how. Sorry.
Me neither.
Now, then, since we're talking about breaking and entering with a little spot of creative rewiring, It appears that I'm the only one with the education in the appropriate subjects round here. Am I right?
Oh, this is mad.
It's survival, mate.
Well, let me try the phone just one more time.
Pass me those gloves, will you, Nathan?
You're totally potty, you know that?
Yeah, my brain's surgically removed. I've been feeling much better without it. Listen, I'm going to go down to the crash barrier and then follow it along until I reach the lorry. Otherwise, there's no knowing where I may end up. Keep your ears open for the sound of the horn. And keep an eye on him.
Why?
Just keep an eye on him, that's all. If he starts messing about, leave him.
But he'll
be... I'm serious. Well, time to go walkies.
Well, best of luck, and I hope you make it.
I should think so, too, because if I don't, you're in big trouble. Right, do the door, will you?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, here goes. Now! What was that Indian's name again? Geronimo!
He's gone.
Yeah, I kind of noticed. I heard what he said about me, you know.
I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah, I bet. And who does he think he is? Scott the bleeding Antarctic?
I don't care if he thinks he's Scotty on the Enterprise. If he gets us out of trouble, he'll be okay by me.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. I'm no dead weight.
I never said I thought you were.
No, but he does. Pretty serious, isn't it?
We've still got options. That puts us one step ahead.
And as long as he makes it.
Come on.
Damn!
Let's get some of these candles relit so we can see.
What are you doing?
Reading these newspaper clippings by candlelight. It's the other way of ruining your eyesight.
I don't know how you can look at that stuff at a time like this.
Oh, I don't know. It gives you a kind of perspective. There are worse situations.
Oh, sure.
There are.
Oh, name one.
Sitting in the wreck of your car with your hands on the wheel and your head on the back seat. Being in the way when someone decides to cross the central reservation and go looking for suicide in the oncoming traffic. Or being buried alive in concrete so deep that even X-rays can't find you.
Buried alive?
There. See? I remember this one. Got all the front pages just a couple of weeks back. Bloke was a construction manager on the motorway. Lived about 3 miles away from me. His wife's had to move out. People keep going round to look at his house now he's been locked up.
Oh, for what? What'd he done?
Oh, interested now, eh? He had something going with a typist in the site office. When it got a bit too serious, he arranged to meet her on the site around midnight. Told her to pack a bag and not to tell anyone where she was going.
And he killed her?
She was to sit in the office with the lights out and wait for a signal to join him outside. Except that he was already waiting for her, in the shadows.
I'm really not interested.
No?
No. What happened then?
When the police caught up with him, he told them that he'd put her body into a piling for one of the bridges. The concrete had gone in the next morning. You know what his defense was? Said it couldn't be murder because she wasn't dead when he left her. Poor kid.
This is sick, and so are you. I don't know who's worse, you or Bluto out there.
If it wasn't for a letter she'd written to her sister, he'd have got away with it. They started drilling, but they still haven't found her. Now, that's what I would call a worse situation. What you and I have is just a temporary interruption in service. Our signal, I think.
I'm ready.
Want to give the phone just one more try?
No. The greaseball was right in one thing. It isn't for long enough and you do start to hear something calling your name.
Door?
Door. Right. Which way?
Northbound.
What?
Do as Mick said. Find the crash barrier and follow it.
I can't see his tracks.
I don't wonder. They wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes in this wind.
Just get to the crash barrier. Come on. Bridge. Oh, thank God for some kind of shelter.
Better not stay here long. Could freeze to death.
How much further can it be?
I don't know. Sounds can be very deceptive when it's like this. Are you all right?
Oh, you must be joking.
I reckon we've been going about 10 minutes.
Oh, is that all? It feels like hours.
It'll be more than hours if we don't keep moving.
Oh, just one minute to rest.
It can't be much further. How long was Mick gone?
I didn't keep track.
Oh, me neither. Suppose we should have. Come on.
Yeah. My God. What was that?
Where?
Oh, this is scaffolding. Oh, the damn bridge is safe.
Why?
Well, use your head. All this scaffolding.
Oh, yes. Hey, I wonder if this is where they're drilling for her.
Oh, for God's sake. Have it your way. I'm going. I'm exhausted and I'm freezing to death, but I'm going.
Wonder if this is where he put her. No, deep hole. Nothing in it. David? David? Where are you?
I can't see you. I can't see you! We made it. We made it.
Well, get the door open and let's get inside.
Oh, right. Now, give me a bunker. One, two, three. Got it. Oh, can you manage?
No. Pull me up.
No, come on, then.
Turn off the alarm, that's what's making the horn sound.
Well, which is it?
Try that one.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, not bad, eh? I wonder where he is.
Who?
You know damn well who. Mick, where is he?
Why are you asking me?
He must have been here. Look, he's had all the wire out to get it started.
Well, he must have popped out for something.
No, this isn't funny.
Maybe he went looking for his van. I don't know, I'm not his mother. I wasn't here.
I didn't like it.
So make a written complaint. We're safe, aren't we?
We were.
It's stalled, that's all.
I don't like the look of this.
Well, try the starter. Well, quick, try it.
Fuel gauge is on empty, that's why.
Empty? That's ridiculous.
That's what it reads.
I don't understand.
What about the radio? You said these all have...
Yeah, I know, I know. And this must be it. Cross your fingers, and I'll give it a try. Hello? Testing. Hello? Flying doctor to Wallumbula Base.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
Well, put it this way. It's exactly in line with the run of luck we've been having all night.
This isn't luck. This is something damn peculiar.
It's warmer in here than outside.
But not for long. In 5 minutes, we'll be no better off than we were back in the hut. Hear that?
I can hear it. Here we go.
No, wait. It may not be him.
Oh, who else is it going to be?
Give it a couple of minutes longer.
And have you telling Mick I turned out to be a dead weight after all? No thanks.
David. David, wait.
Look, do what you like. I'm going to show him.
David, don't forget to follow the barrier.
Forget the barrier. Follow the horn.
Wait for me, then. What? What's this? Gloves? Mick's gloves. Why would he go out without them? If he went out at all. Wait a minute. We never checked behind here. Well, blow me. How long have you been in here? Why didn't you speak up when you heard us come in? Mick? You awake? Mick? Mick?
David, slow down, wait for me.
Oh, yeah? Who's a dead weight now?
You've got to listen. I don't know who's out there, but it isn't Mick.
I can't hear you.
I said it isn't him.
Who then?
I don't know.
Just get off me!
David, it's not him.
It can't be.
I couldn't give a toss if it turned out to be Margaret Thatcher. You do what you want, I don't want to die out here.
You can't even see what you're heading for.
No, but I can hear the horn. Tell what you've done. I'll never find it.
Come over here. We can get some shelter down by the barrier.
We're dead. You know that.
We aren't. Mick is.
I don't get you.
I found his gloves. I couldn't imagine why he'd set out again without them, not into this. And then I thought to take a look behind the curtain at the back of the cab. And there he was.
Doing what?
Nothing. I told you, he was dead.
But how? I don't understand.
Neither do I. It wasn't from the cold, that's for sure. Someone had been at him. He was cut to ribbons. I don't ever want to see anything like that again. Made me sick. I stumbled outside, was leaning over by the side of the wagon, and that's when I saw how the tanks came to be empty.
How?
They'd been slashed. Ripped open. End to end. Five long gashes, all in a line. The diesel just poured out into the snow. Whatever did it was the same thing that had hacked Mick to death. Long, blood-red gashes.
Do me a favour.
It's the truth, I swear it.
Just because I wear a suit and a tie and I don't drive some big fancy-ass lorry and that fat excuse for a girl out there doesn't mean I'm fair game for a wind-up. First it was him, now it's you. Well, he can both leave me alone.
Scout's honour, David.
Stick it, Nathan, I'm going. See? See?
It's a trap, David, it's a trap. And the horn's just the bait. You follow it and you'll end up like Mick.
And what do you plan to do?
I don't know. I'd dig myself a hole and hide. I'd do anything, but I won't follow that sound.
Well, you do that, and I'll tell them what your last words were when they finally dig you out.
What was that?
It's the wind in the wires. It's just like on the phone. You listen long enough, you can hear anything. Louis. There's nothing there.
What's the matter then? Aren't you going?
Waiting for the snow to clear. I want to be able to see where I'm heading.
Straight to hell, David, if you answer that call. What was the name of the man who killed that young girl?
I don't remember.
It was Louis. Louis, the lady killer. That's what the paper said. The one who drowned his girlfriend in cement. She'd packed her bag, she'd said her goodbyes and was waiting for the signal. And you know what the signal was?
No. No. No! I'm not going to die out here for some ridiculous story.
You suit yourself, David, but I'm going to take my chances and press on for the service area.
It's too far. You'll never make it.
Maybe they've heard the horn too. Maybe they'll send out the snowplow.
It's clearing. I can see it. I can see the lorry.
David.
I'm going.
David, stop. There's someone getting out.
I can't see.
It's her, David. It's her.
Just a moment. I'm going.
Look at the way she's dressed. Those aren't winter clothes.
I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Louis. Is it you?
Don't go to her. David, don't go to her.
I just want to get somewhere that's warm.
David, she's dangerous.
I don't even care. I just want to get out of the cold.
I've somewhere warm for you, Louis.
God, look. She's making no marks in the snow. She's leaving no footprints. It is her. Nathan! Nathan! Run, Nathan, run!
Leave him alone! Leave him alone! He's not Louis! Louis is in jail! And you... What's the use? I'm sorry, David. Got to get away from here. Must get away.
Louis. I waited so long for you, Louis. Why did you stay away?
Listen to me. I'm not Louis.
You were always such a tease. My nails are broken. And I can't remember how. Look, Louis.
Look, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but, well... You're not real. You're dead. Buried in concrete.
I know that, Louis. Don't ever suppose that I don't. You betrayed me. You were everything to me. Did I mean so little to you?
They caught him. He's in prison. He's not here. I'm not Louis.
It's so cold in there. So cold and so dark.
You wrote a letter. Remember, a letter to your sister to say that you and Louis were going away and you hoped she'd understand. When she didn't hear from you again, she took it to the police.
You never won. once said you loved me.
For the last time, I'm not Louis.
For the last time, Louis, one last kiss before we're together forever.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Get your nails off my face. No. No. No.
Louis. Louis, is that you? Louis, is it really you at last?
Oh, thank God. It's a snowplow. Over here! Over here!
Louis!
Get out of the way! Look out! What a date. God, what a hit.
Over here.
Oh, no, not a punter. Please, God, tell me I didn't hit a punter.
You didn't hit me.
Well, who then? The blade went right into something. Something, but I couldn't see what.
There was nothing.
You're on your own.
Absolutely. Oh. And if you don't mind, I'm freezing to death here.
Oh, don't move. I've got some spare blankets in the cab.
What are you doing?
My mate's doing the other carriageway. We have to sound the horn to keep in touch.
But don't touch it.
No, don't worry. I've got the blankets right.
What are you doing? You call this a rescue? Hey, come out of there. What do you think you're...
They're still searching for the dead girl's body, but you and I know she's out there somewhere, on some stretch of motorway, still waiting for Louis to turn up. So do remember, if you happen to be out driving late or when the weather's closing in, remember, she's still looking. John Castle played Nathan, Peter Gunn, David, Philip Sully, Mick, Christopher Scott, the snowplow driver, and Cara Kelly, the spectral voice. The Horn was written by Stephen Gallagher and directed by Martin Jenkins.